Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 6th. Coming up, we'll learn more about what's coming to the Champaign-Urbana area in the world of art, culture, and entertainment. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy has sent us a light show from 26,000 light years away. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reitz has more on the flickers and bursts of light coming from around the black hole, known as Sagittarius A star.
We have NASA's James Webb Space Telescope to thank for the longest, most detailed look yet at the black hole. University of Illinois astronomy grad students Chaoya Wu and Liam Nolan study black holes and say they have a lot to teach us.
Doing observations on those things, we can improve our study of the fundamental physics.
I think it's really, really cool that the universe has sort of set up for us these places where these incredibly interesting edge cases of physics are happening.
Astrophysicists led by researchers at Northwestern University are now working to get an even longer look at Sagittarius A star. I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
Over a dozen people protested outside the Chabad Center for Jewish Life as the organization invited a soldier with the Israel Defense Forces. Ari Kalker has been serving Israel's military for around 9 months. Protesters held up signs in the snow, including one that said, quote, "Ari is a murderer." Kalker said he was honored that they took the time to write his name down. Rosa Drucker with the group Urbana-Champaign Jews for Ceasefire led the chants.
I guess I would say I find it very sad and very disturbing that anyone would consider that a badge of honor.
Drucker says the protesters were there to say the actions of Israel's military should not be glorified. Over 1,100 Israelis were killed in the October 7th attack, and according to Gaza health officials, over 40,000 Palestinians have been killed since. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District found multiple food safety violations at Urbana High School during an inspection last month. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
The inspector found an expired sauce sitting on the counter and a salad bar that wasn't keeping peas, broccoli, and eggs cold enough. Nick Sicaro is the president of Quest Food Management, which serves food for Urbana High School. He told the school district that the company is taking the food safety violation seriously.
We have over 300 buildings that we operate in, most of whom get inspected twice a year. We have not failed a health department inspection in at least 2 years in any location. Nonetheless, one is too many.
He said Quest is retraining all their staff and bringing in a third-party food safety auditor to do regular checkups. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson sparred with Congress members yesterday during a hearing on Chicago's sanctuary city policy. Tessa Weinberg has more.
Republican Congress members on the House Oversight Committee did not shy away from bashing Mayor Johnson. Illinois Representative Darren LaHood accused Johnson of being out of touch with residents' needs.
You're putting the interest of illegal immigrants above the interest of taxpayers in Chicago. But you continue to go down this path, and for the life of me, I can't understand it.
Johnson repeated his talking point that violent crime has been trending down. He says he makes no apologies for his policies and says LaHood could help.
To actually help us continue to invest in these programs that continue to drive violence down in the city of Chicago, and I'm willing to work with you, and I'm glad I had a chance to finally meet you for the first time.
Johnson faced questions for more than 6 hours.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what's coming to the Champaign-Urbana area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment with Will Call. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 44 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, possibly mixing with snow after midnight and a low of 33 degrees. West wind, 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with light rain and a high of 47 degrees. Southeast wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 29 degrees. A northeast wind, 10 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 49 degrees and a southwest wind, 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, Illinois Congressman Raja Krishnamurti on what's been happening with President Trump, Elon Musk, and the Republican-led Congress in Washington. plus writer Timothy Egan on the rise and fall of the Ku Klux Klan in the Midwest 100 years ago. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, March 6th, there is an artist reception, The Natural World in Pastels. This is at the Springer Cultural Center in Champaign. The reception is from 5:30 to 7:30, but the art exhibit is open weekdays, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on the weekends all through March 15th. The art exhibition is featuring works by two different artists all about the natural world in pastels, hence the name. For more information, you can visit champagneparks.org.
And that same evening, the Champaign Urbana Theater Company is putting on Little Woman at Parkland College in Champaign. The show is running Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. This is in the Second Stage Black Box Theater, and this is running for this weekend only. This is the classic story of the four March sisters from girlhood to womanhood. You can find out more information at cutc.ludus.com.
And on Friday, March 7th, Danville's Got Talent. This is at the historic Fisher Theater in Danville, starting at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:30. 16 contestants will be performing to be Danville's next big star, all for a cash prize as well as a People's Choice Award. It is part of Danville's First Fridays series. Danville's Got Talent starts at 6 p.m. at the Fisher Theater in Danville on Friday, March 7th.
And on Saturday, March 8th, the United States Quad Ball National Qualifier at the Rantoul Family Sports Complex. This is a full contact sport inspired by the magical game of Quidditch from the world of Harry Potter. I did not know this existed, and I fear that I must go.
I think that you have to go.
On Saturday, the National Qualifier is starting at 8 a.m., and on Sunday, it is starting at 9 a.m. You can watch 19 college and adult club quad ball teams from across the country. Again, that is the U.S. Quad Ball National Qualifier at the Rantoul Family Sports Complex on Saturday, March 8th.
Also on Saturday, March 8th, Central Illinois Orchid Society's annual orchid show and sale is at Hessel Park Church in Champaign from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be a show of members' own orchids, repotting demonstrations, prizes, and more. For more information, you can visit ciorchidsociety.org.
And then that afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m., What's Left Behind, a documentary showing at Spurlock Museum in Urbana. This is a film about Black mothers and families on the south side of Chicago fighting to survive and thrive after losing their children to gun violence. There is a Q&A to follow the documentary featuring the directors and producers, and you can find out more information at whatsleftbehind.org.
And on Sunday, March 9th, it's the deadline for the Pens to Lens screenwriting competition. Pens to Lens is a competition for students K through 12. Students can write a script, submit it to the competition, and if the scripts are chosen, those scripts get turned into a movie by local filmmakers, creatives, and actors. Adeline, I actually spoke with one of the board members of Pens to Lens, who also works with Champaign Movie Makers, Andrew Stangley, about Pens to Lens competition.
The goal is to inspire kids to just start making things.
For more information, you can visit penstolens.com. Again, that deadline for submitting scripts is Sunday, March 9th. And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Adrian Reitz, May Antar, Emily Hayes, Tessa Weinberg, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.